Good afternoon. This is Nick McCombs, co-host of Strain Talk, going solo today without Mike Morse. He will be returning very soon, but I'm broadcasting today live from the National Cannabis Summit at Sheridan in Denver, Colorado, broadcasting here from Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. I'd like to give a shout-out and acknowledgement to some of our summit sponsors, which would be Green Man Cannabis, the American Cannabis Partners, United Patients Group, Canyon Cultivation, Flowering Hope Foundation, Women Grow, Hemp Elements, Hemp Inc. Thank you very much for sponsoring this event that I'm broadcasting here live from today. Today I got the chance to speak with the esteemed Alex Whiteplume. He's probably familiar to most of you that are involved in the activist movement or in the hemp movement, either one of those. You're going to know that name. He is about to go in front of the court with a landmark case fighting for native rights because, as you may have heard, they are using a different set of rules rather than the state-sanctioned hemp rules on native lands. They are qualifying them as less than citizens of the state and saying that they are wards of the state and making special rules for them, which, as I learned from sitting in on a tribal cannabis summit discussion with Red Crow Cannabis being the featured panelist. It's kind of a common practice that the government uses systematic legislation and financial means to keep the tribal people down and make sure that they cannot monetize their land, which is something I was not aware of, that the tribal lands aren't able to be mortgaged against or take loans out on. So therefore, it's very hard to establish businesses and get insurance and all sorts of things. So it's just a way of keeping some of the lower parts of our segment relegated into obscurity. And hopefully cannabis, if it can liberate us all, will liberate the Native American people. And so it's very important that we keep an eye out on that trial and make sure that justice is served and that we stand with our natives that are fighting for all our rights. Those rights that we took away from them to grow a simple plant. As I mentioned, Mr. Whiteplume is a member of the Ogola Lakota Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in Dakota. He first planted hemp in 1999, as he explained to me, through some seed that he found in bird seed, but as you all know, that is sterile hemp, so it was not able to grow. They were able to source some in Nebraska for the following year. And subsequently, he got busted 3 years in a row. And so far, he's been unable to execute his three-year plan, which would allow him to grow 300 acres of hemp. It would be great benefit to the planet's ecology as well as his local tribe's sustainability. This Red Crow Cannabis Company was very interesting. They are working with several tribes in California as well as working in New Mexico to establish a cooperative business with the tribes and the Red Crow Cannabis Company themselves, where they provide the genetics, the building out, and the growing expertise to the native lands in exchange for 49% share of the growing cannabis profits. They also are donating 1 acre a year per tribe to complete CBD hemp to give away to people, which they say that they can provide a year's worth of CBD medicine for 30,000 people if they are able to execute their plan. So it's something that I'm very pleased that I was able to sit in on, and I learned a lot about the struggles of the Native Americans and how the it pretty much mirrors the struggle of the cannabis plant itself. And their approach to it is working within the framework of the law, but also refusing to accept anything less than plant liberation. And I found it very refreshing that I think the natives have a grasp for just how important this plan is to us, how deeply entrenched it is into our system, and how it can benefit humanity in every way and how it's actually a medicine. They touched on the aspects of the rampant alcoholism problem that's in the native lands and how they believe that bringing about medical cannabis will help alleviate that, as well as the now newly created dependence upon pharmaceutical opiates and such. So it's very refreshing to hear people champion cannabis from a whole plant mentality. I'd like to go ahead and kind of give a further acknowledgement to American Cannabis Partners, who are a broadcast sponsor here from Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. ACP is a multi-centered agency led by entrepreneur and author of Big Weed, Christian Hagensen. American Cannabis Partners is currently creating the Colorado Cannabis Ranch to reach marijuana. The Weedery is a tourist destination similar to a brewery or winery, but for legal marijuana. For more information about American Cannabis Partners or investing in the Colorado Cannabis Ranch, please visit AmericanCannabisPartners.com. That's something that's going to be pretty big and going to change the landscape of cannabis consumption here. Something that we definitely need to be able to exercise our right to consume cannabis as we have all our rights to grow it. Further, I'd like to go ahead and thank Canyon Cultivation, broadcast summit sponsor also. Canyon Cultivation was developed by two generations of idealists living in the mountains canyons of Colorado. And like many innovations before us, our business began in the small confines of their parents' basement with nothing more than passion, determination, and vision. So please check out Canyon Cultivation. Bear with me one moment here. I want to also acknowledge Hemp Elements for being a broadcast sponsor here at Millennium Grown Broadcast Network and allowing us to broadcast live for you. They offer a wide variety of hemp products across several product lines, including apparel, fashion, accessories, home decor, gifts, and more. Again, that's Hemp Elements. And finally, I'd like to thank United Patients Group. They are also a broadcast sponsor. They are the leading group in medical cannabis information and education site, and is dedicated to providing the most professional and safe resources for medical cannabis information. Make sure to visit their website at UnitedPatientsGroup.com. Again, that's UnitedPatientsGroup.com. So I'd like to go ahead and touch on another little bit of information that was imparted to me that I think is important to share with you by Mr. Whiteplume. I think many of us have often heard Native Americans smoking was a big part of their culture, and it was often referred to as being tobacco and the peace and such. But I think any cannabis smoker and anybody that is involved in the plant for long enough can understand that the true peace pipe material was probably cannabis. Mr. Whiteplume was able to track down the ancient name that his elders used in the Lakota tribe. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. It's Wahupta Ska Pajuta, which simply means sweet white root medicine, which I find to be pretty right. That's been suppressed for all these years. The trial and him being a vocal, outspoken proponent for liberation of the plant will help bring enlightenment to us all just about how important it is to us and to our future. I hope to track down some other guests here for interviews, including Dr. Michelle Ross, who is head of the Endocannabinoid Foundation. So another thing that you may have heard me speak of, maybe every episode I've done, is the importance of the endocannabinoid system and informing your doctor of its existence. In fact, she is leading the way in that and helping wade through some of the misinformation and provide solid, clinically backed information that we can use in order to help further patients' rights and awareness of the importance of the endocannabinoid properly functioning It is her supposition, in fact, that most of us have endocannabinoid deficiency, meaning simply that having cannabis stripped out of our lives for so long has our internal organs and our brain and everything that have endocannabinoid misfiring. So, I think I have a call. Pause.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, is this the first National Cannabis Summit, and who are some of the speakers? What exactly is going on up there?
Good.
Yeah, it is in fact the first summit. I believe it has been morphed in from a previous business summit, but this is the first National Cannabis Summit. It's going to be a three-day event, today being the first day. Some of the leading speakers are Dr. Sue Sicily, who actually is speaking right now, as I broadcast in another room. She's also a leading researcher in cannabis and the endocannabinoid system, one of the few researchers to get some federal grants to actually further prove the need for cannabis for PTSD and other such conditions that have been neglected by Colorado and some other states. Some other speakers involved are also, one moment here, let me make sure I pronounce these names right. No, it doesn't look like they provided the best information there as far as the speaking schedule. I just have the some of the booth layout and the general agenda. I will go ahead and give you some of the topics that they're going over here at the summit. They have three different business-minded rooms and one tribal room, which took my particular interest, obviously. Some of the things they're talking about in the business rooms are the evolution of compliance and the creation of the marketplace. They will also be going over an overview of general cannabis business practices. There was also a summit on the banking problem demystified, as many people are expecting banking solutions to come online for dispensaries to get some financing and also to deposit their funds rather than using cash. As I spoke about, there was the Red Crow Cannabis Panel, which spoke about the tribal rights. There is also going to be a tribal regulatory and compliance panel today. There's also, of course, some of the technology leaders are out here having speakings about the lighting. And the again, another unbanking the industry. One of the keynote speakers is Andrew Pesayan, CEO of MJ Conferences, and also Corey Hollister, CEO of American Cannabis Company. Then we will also be having Christian Hagenseth, founder and chairman of the American Cannabis Partners, who is one of our sponsors of the summit here today. We also will be hearing from Sean McAllister. He's the head of the McAllister Law Firm. And then we will also be hearing from Nurse Heather Manis and American Cannabis from American Cannabis Nurses Association. So that's going to be all today. And then going on to tomorrow, they're going to have a workforce and development training conference. They will have a summit on industrial and medicinal hemp manufacturing. They will also have something that I'm particularly interested in. Hopefully I'll be able to make it out to the farm-to-table standardizing whole plant cannabinoid therapeutics, which I think me and Mike Morris both agree on the dietary being just as equal important component in whole health and cannabis therapy, as cannabis is basically just a food, and we should be treating ourselves with healthy food across the board rather than corn in all its different forms. Then they will also have a tribal investment and advocacy panel where some of the tribal organizations are trying to set up their own banking industry as well. And then at 9:30 tomorrow, we're going to have Andrew Friedman, Director of the Marijuana Coordination from the state of Colorado, who's behind some of the hemp research and genetic genome sequencing for cannabis. We then we'll also have Josh Balin from Velocity Growth. And tomorrow you might want to check out as part of that industrial medicinal hemp manufacturing, the moderator of that actually will be my prior guest, Alex Whiteplume, and also Veronica Capro, who is the head of Colorado Hemp, or Grow Hemp Colorado. Then we'll also be hearing from tomorrow afternoon, Terry Anderson. He's the owner of the G Element. We will then move into Christian Lunsford, Endocannabinoidology, LLC. Definitely something that I'd want to check out. Again, speaking about that endocannabinoid system, it's finally getting some recognition. Then we will have Constance Finley. That's the owner of Constant Pure Botanicals. The head of that farm-to-table standardized whole plant cannabinoid therapeutics that I had mentioned before. Then we also have Neil Johnson from the Dolans Group, heading up the Keep Your Customers High and Your Tax Low, 280E and beyond. So for you business-minded people, that's definitely something that you're going to want to check out. And then we also have Jeff Doctor. He's the National Indian Cannabis Coalition and the Artway Drug Policy Alliance. He will be speaking about the tribal investment and advocacy. So as you can see, there's a lot of things going on here at the first annual National Cannabis Summit from the Sheraton Hotel in Denver, Colorado. Lots of high people here. It's a pretty expensive thing to go into. A little more business-like than some of the other conventions that you may be familiar with. It's definitely more talking about cutting edge and financial solutions for the future. Some of the exhibitors include the Hemp Connoisseur, Edibles List, American Cannabis Company, Grow Element Technologies has been displaying their light setups. Again, the American Cannabis Partners, who are our sponsors. We also have Miss Mary Staffing, which seems to be a cannabis-centric staffing agency, which is something probably going to become very important here in the future. Definitely a shout back out to Medicine Man Technologies. They're out here helping others grow high-quality cannabis just like they do in their own facilities. And then we also have the National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, which we are also members of. So we're very thankful to be involved in this with them as well. We have Dope Magazine out here, I've seen, Bluebird Botanicals, Emerald Enterprises, who I believe is part of the Native American Council. I see a booth by Green Bros, Inc., Cannabis Security America. There's quite a few people pushing the banking and cannabis security aspect of it, as that's becoming more important to be in compliance and just smart business practices. There are also boosts by Incredibles and My 420 Tours. Mass Roots, who is a New York Stock Exchange publicly traded company. Here. Make sure I gave a shout out to all our summit sponsors here. I think I still need to shout out Hemp Inc. once again and Blank Space Media for being. Helping us provide here. But want to go ahead and really thank the American Cannabis Partners. Without them, much of this wouldn't be possible. Again, they're a multifaceted agency led by the entrepreneur Big Weed, Christian Hayes, who will be presenting here at a couple of panels, I do believe, tomorrow. The American Cannabis Partners is currently creating the Colorado Cannabis Ranch, so don't forget to check that out at visit me at coloradocannabisranch.com. And then again, I can't express how grateful we are to Canyon Cultivation for being a broadcast summit sponsor for Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. Canyon Cultivation was developed by two generations of idealists living in the mountains of Canyon, Colorado. And like many innovators before them, their business began in the small confines of their parents' basement with nothing more than passion, determination, vision. And they're making it happen, just like we're trying to do here on Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. And again, being a patient advocate is very important to mention once again the United Patients Group. The group is a leading medical cannabis information and education site dedicated to providing the most professional and safe resources for medical cannabis information. So make sure to check them out at unitedpatientsgroup.com. Do appreciate you tuning in here with us. I wish I had some online callers to speak with and answer some questions to. But I definitely will get back out on that floor and get us some guests to further the discussion here. It's definitely an interesting summit. There's a lot of people flowing in and out. It's very professional, as I said before. They've provided free food, beverage for everyone attending. So it's definitely something that if you were considering to coming out to, you should definitely check it out on the remaining 2 days of the summit. So I guess I'll go ahead and close out the show today. We'll probably get back to you here actually and do a second part from the summit live. Thank you for being my guest here on Strain Talk. Nick McComb signing off for Millennium Grown Broadcasting. You have a great day.